Hey, you're listening to the Geeks for the Win podcast with your host William, aka Poet XO 44, and his co-host Stuart, known across the internet as a casual tagger, and maybe even a special guest or two. They will indulge your geeky fascination with movies, TV shows, video games, and comic books, anything and everything considered geek. And now over to William.
And welcome to another episode of the Geeks for the Win podcast, the podcast where we cover all things geeky. And I'm just going to leave it at that. Today, we do our second part, or day two, of E3 coverage. I am...
Technically, it's day one.
Day one.
Because the show floor opened up today, so...
Well, you said yesterday was day one.
Yesterday was the first day for press conferences, so technically it was day zero.
Well, it's our second day of E3 coverage.
Okay,
I guess okay. Yeah. Okay, but that is my co-host Stuart,
known across the internet as Casual Terror,
and I am William, known as PoeticSoul44. And today we only had two press conferences, two that were live, anyways. The first one was Nintendo, and, well, I guess we can just get started. Their first thing they showed was Zelda.
Yep, called it.
Yep. And they showed a lot of it.
Yeah. I kind of liked how they, introduced, Miyamoto, though.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. You want to explain?
He was on the big screen, and it looked like it was, you know, taped well in advance. Like, oh, he's not gonna be there. And then he's, in quotes, talking to the guy on the floor who's gonna show it, and the guy was doing kind of a poor job. So, from beneath the screen, Miyamoto just comes ripping out of a little screen. And says, no, here, I can do it.
You just take care of the English.
Yeah,
I thought that was a funny part.
No, it became increasingly funnier because he couldn't do it either. He couldn't play his own game.
Well, he did for a while, but then they had the problems, and they blamed it on the people using their cell phones or
yeah, something wireless.
Yeah, I just thought that was funny, blaming the audience. But what did you think of it though?
I haven't played a Zelda game since, Ocarina of Time. And it looks really interesting. I might look into it.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a, I mean, you know, hardcore gamers want, it doesn't look like what you would consider a hardcore game, though. It looks like a fun game, though, but it just looks like it would, you can't, you know, go through it real quick, you know. It's going to take a while to play. It looks like it's going to be a long and slow game just because of all the movements you got to do. But I do think it's going to be fun, though.
Yeah.
But, some of the things that she showed was kind of cool where, you know, you pull out the different weapons and whatnot.
Yeah, I guess. See, there was even some new weapons, like a whip, which, you know, like, hey, I can play Indiana Jones now.
Yeah, but I haven't played a Zelda game since whatever Zelda was on the 64. I get all the Zeldas mixed up.
Well, there was two. There was Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask.
It was probably Ocarina of Time then. But I get all the names mixed up. I don't know why, but anyways, yeah, you called it, and, you know, it was kind of expected, I guess, that they had to, you know. People would have been pissed, but,
yeah,
you know, I guess, you know, going from one major Nintendo franchise to an X was with the Mario Sports Mix.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of a fan of the Mario Sports games. I played golf quite a bit, and I really loved Mario Tennis.
Yeah.
But this is more than one. This is basketball,
volleyball,
dodgeball,
Oh, there is dodgeball?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be kind of cool.
I forget what else.
There's tennis on there.
Was there tennis? Okay.
Well, that's what the live blog says.
Yeah, I don't know about, I don't know if it was right or not.
I want to say there was soccer. I could be wrong.
There's been a Mario soccer game before.
Yeah.
I don't know. I forget. It's been a while.
Yeah, but yeah, it looks interesting. Definitely. Then we got the Wii Party.
Yeah.
Which that I'm not feeling that at all. I think
no.
They could have just released a new Mario Party game and it would have been, you know, because I enjoy the Mario Party games. Those are fun.
Yeah, and this looked exactly like a really, really lame Mario Party, only with the Miis.
Yeah, and it looks so bland because it's with the Miis. Whereas, you know, you have Mario and there's all kinds of colors and it just pops out and just looks really good. I don't know. But, you know, we say, you know, it doesn't look that great, but it'll probably sell millions and millions and millions.
Don't know.
Yeah, time will tell. But next we got Just Dance 2. Which
and then after that we got
yeah. I'm sorry, but after seeing Dance Central, Just Dance 2 just looks lame. I mean, I don't know. Having to dance with something in your hand when you can just dance, you know, and just dance.
Yeah, that's.
But
not,
yeah, I agree. We're not going to be picking that up. But what I will be picking up what they announced next: Golden Sun, the DS, Dark Dawn. I'm a big Golden Sun fan. I love Golden Sun.
I've never heard of Golden Sun before today.
Really?
And Jaybird tells me, you know, it's kind of like, it's a lot like Final Fantasy.
Yeah, it is. It was a big RPG for the Game Boy Advance. There's two of them. You don't remember, they announced it last year, actually, at E3. It just said Golden Sun DS, though. But it's a pretty fun game, I mean. I enjoyed it.
It looked really cool.
Yeah, it's like the older Final Fantasies, and there, you know, and there's a little bit of a Zelda, the old school Zelda type feel to it as well.
Okay.
So I mean, when it comes out, I'd at least suggest like renting it, you know, game flying it at least.
Yeah.
But next we got, you know, everybody's been just talking about. They want this game to come back. They want this game, GoldenEye.
Yeah, which we actually saw a video of it yesterday.
Yeah.
So we knew about this ahead of time.
What did you think of it, though? I mean,
I don't know yet.
Yeah, the graphics really did not look that good to me.
I mean, they looked better than the original GoldenEye.
Well, I would hope so, since that was two consoles ago. But
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm
Pierce Brosnan's not Bond. It's Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
Which,
I have a problem with that.
As a longtime James Bond fan, once Daniel Craig became Bond, I stopped watching the movie.
Amen, dude. Amen.
I've not liked the new Bond.
Oh.
It is not Bond to me.
Exactly.
It is just some generic action hero.
I'm with you all the way. And everyone else is like feeling it. Everyone else is like, Daniel Craig's not that bad. He's really not that good. I mean, look at Pierce Brosnan. Look at, you know, some of the others.
It's not Bond. That's my problem. It's not James Bond.
Yeah. Especially when he went in, you know, the movies, he became, you know, what, Jason Bourne kind of?
Yeah.
Where he was, you know, a rebel. Yeah, I don't know. I'd say Daniel Craig killed Bond. I hope the next person can bring it back, but I mean,
it's not really his fault. I mean, it's more the people writing it.
Yeah, I guess so, but I don't know. I have fond memories of GoldenEye, but I was one of the people who really didn't want it to come back because I wanted them to stay fond memories, and, you know, that was how many years ago.
Well, I wanted it to come to a console that can have a shooter, or a good shooter, not really the Wii.
Well, yeah, but, you know, since Nintendo owns it, basically, it would never, it'll never come to, you know, the 360 or the PS3, so with that, I don't know. But I do remember the old GoldenEye. I really enjoyed that. I mean, paintball mode was probably one of the coolest things to just...
Yeah, that was something that really caught my eye was the modes that came up, was the modes that we all enjoyed. Paintball mode, no weapons mode, big head mode, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I may give it a shot. It just... Is it going to be a full release game, or is it going to be a downloadable type game, or I don't.
Well, it looked to me like a full title game.
Ah,
with case and everything.
Oh, okay. I don't know. If it's not that, you know, how much are Wii games? I don't really buy Wii games.
I don't know either. I don't buy either. I get them for Christmas. So I don't know.
Yeah, we just got a Wii, so I don't know either. But I don't know. If I may at least rent it just to see if it brings back the old memories, but or I may just decide I don't want to ruin those memories. Anyways, next we got Epic Mickey.
Yeah.
That looked really good.
It did.
I mean, especially for the Wii. That looked really good. I mean,
and I really like kind of the concept that they're doing with it, like the whole was kind of like American McGee's Alice type thing, where there's something wrong with the universe.
Yeah, I mean, I love the whole paint and thinner mode, and you know, where you can add stuff or you know, basically erase stuff.
Yeah, that looked really
and
cool.
It just, the way they were describing it, it seemed like too complex of a game for the Wii. I mean...
A bit, which made me think, okay, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to be a silly type kiddie game like you think of the Wii, but this looks like an actual full thought-out game.
Yeah, which I'm all for. I mean, I also thought it was interesting they had the whole... You know, going to the black and white Steamboat Willie type thing, which I think they did something like that in Kingdom Hearts, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know. I've never played a Kingdom Hearts game.
Oh. I'm sad to hear that. I'm so sorry, dude. Those are some really good games, but yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to this. I was looking forward to it the moment I heard about it, you know, on like a Game Informer cover. Or article?
Yeah. It was the cover.
Yeah, so I'm all up for this. Next we have Kirby.
That looked really cool. At first, see, it's Kirby... What's it called?
Kirby Creator? No, Kirby... I don't know. Was there a real... Was it there a big name to it?
Yeah, there was a name to it.
I don't know.
Like, Stitch something. It's something to do with... thread. Something to do with thread. Or yarn.
Oh, okay. I heard something... Yeah, I saw something tweeted about that, I think. But anyways, yeah, it looks like a pretty good... It looks interesting. Looks different, you know?
When I first saw it, the art style, I was like, ooh. But then I saw some gameplay of it where, like, you know, pulling on a button that's kind of pasted on the wall where it will fold the fabric of the background and you can jump a huge gap out easier that way.
Yeah.
Or, like, go behind the fabric of the background. I mean, it looks really cool.
Oh, definitely. It looks interesting, to say the least. I mean... It totally looks different than any other Kirby game, obviously, but But yeah, I'm with you. When I first saw the graphics, I was like, really? That looks horrible. But it looks unique. I mean, what's next? Dragon Quest 9?
Nine for the DS.
Yeah. I've never really played a Dragon Quest game, so I don't know. Have you? I mean,
no, I've wanted to, but I haven't.
That's the thing. I mean, when I first got my DS, I was looking at Dragon Quest 8, but it was a little too pricey, so. But I don't know. Maybe I'll have to look more into it, because I need more DS games. But next we got, what else? Oh, we got the Metroid Other M, which last year when they showed that off, I was all down for that. That looked awesome.
I'm not a Metroid fan, so not for me.
I'm not too much of a Metroid. I haven't played like all the Metroids, but I'm a Team Ninja fan, you know?
So. Oh, is that what Team Ninja's doing now?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, that seems, you know, I'm going to definitely give that a rent, if not a buy, but, what else? Oh,
it's a near and dear to my heart.
Oh, I'm the same way. I was so thrilled when I saw Donkey Kong.
Well, at first, you know, it's Donkey Kong Country, so it's back to the 2D side-scroller.
Yeah. Donkey Kong,
which
Country,
I was not really into Donkey Kong 64, you know, the whole 3D world, not really into it. But
yeah.
I played Donkey Kong Country 1 and 2 to death.
Oh, definitely. And when they played the music first, oh, that was just awesome. That was an awesome way to introduce it.
Yes.
Because I definitely recognized that music.
Oh, I did too. I was like, Oh, God, I'm going to cry.
Yeah. Oh, and it comes out this year, too. Oh,
I know.
That's what makes it awesome. But, next we got the big, you know, the 3DS, reveal.
Yeah.
Which, that looks awesome. The concept of it looks totally awesome, or sounds awesome.
The minute I saw two cameras on the back, I knew exactly what they were for.
Oh, definitely. And which, you know, it's for to take 3D pictures and view them, which that's just awesome. I mean, I think that's probably the first 3D camera on the market for, you know, regular consumers.
Yeah.
Which that's a big deal, I think. I hope Nintendo doesn't, I hope there's a way Nintendo, I hope they, you know, it's not just like the regular DSs, you know, where they just seemed like, you know, kind of toyish. I hope they treat this more, you know.
Okay, here's my thing with 3D with no glasses. There was a computer monitor a couple years ago that you could actually do 3D without glasses, but you had to have your head in the exact spot to view it right. And there was a little light on top of the monitor, a little green light, and if you moved your head a millimeter off, it was off. It was all blurry. You could not see the 3D.
Well, isn't that what their sliders for?
Well, yeah. Like, I'm wondering how this is going to work. Can you actually view this in 3D at any angle? Or is it, you know, a little dot saying, you know, your head should be right here to view it in 3D? If you get a little off, you can't see it.
I think that would be a fail if it was like that.
So I'm really waiting to see what people, you know, because, like, people were actually playing this afterwards. So I want to hear what their impressions were of actually playing it in 3D.
Well, Paris from Uncle Gamer said that it was was a game changer. So,
well, I want to ask them that question, because, like, I'm sure they weren't thinking about that.
Twitter, dude, Twitter. But shit, we can even ask Patriot or Matt to check it out for us, because he's down there. He's at E3.
I'm right now. I'm gonna tweet the people I knew who were there, and you know, see if I get an answer before the end of the show.
Yeah, well, I'm sure, you know, if we ask, if we ask Matt, he'll definitely do it. But, I'm sure he'd want to check it out himself anyways, because, I mean, you know, he's the big Pokemon fan, and Pokemon in 3D, that'd be amazing. But, some of the other stuff they talked about, the movies, them partnering with with Disney, Warner Brothers, DreamWorks for movies.
Yeah, I had only heard of one of those movies that they mentioned.
Well, that's probably each of the company's big 3D movies that are coming out are out. You know, they're probably going to be more, of course. But I don't know. That's pretty cool that they're going to have movies for it. I wonder how that's going to be, because if you remember the Game Boy Advance, they had their little discs where they had movies or TV shows, and that just failed. That didn't go anywhere. But with this, I don't know. But what else with this? Kid Icarus. They showed Kid Icarus for it, or that it's going to be on it.
Yes. See, I've never played a Kid Icarus game, but I knew who he was.
I'm the same. But that trailer they showed makes me want to play it. That trailer looked pretty good. But, what else? I'm just surprised, you know, some of the games they announced for it. You know, Kingdom Hearts, you know, that was not too big of a shocker, but Resident Evil.
Yeah, that was...
Resident Evil, Metal Gear Solid, and Assassin's Creed, that's just...
One game that popped up there that kind of got me, and I heard everybody in the audience laugh, Saints Row.
Yeah, that I didn't understand that. I was like, really?
Like, you heard, like, I laughed, I heard everyone in the audience laugh about it, because Saints Row on a DS, on a Nintendo platform.
Yeah, really. Well, they had Grand Theft Auto on the Nintendo platform, so... But I didn't like Saints Row, really.
What?
I wasn't feeling it, really.
Almost made me choke my drink there.
I'm guessing you're the opposite.
Oh, I absolutely love the Saints Row games.
I just played Saints Row 2, and I just didn't like it much, but I don't know if the first one's better, or I don't know, but...
The first one's not as crazy. If that was your problem with the second one, was it was just balls out crazy, then the first one might be more your style.
Did you like the craziness, or?
I didn't really do any of the craziness, like the whole septic truck spray thing. I didn't do it when I played that mini game, really. Like I just did, you know, the missions that were in the old one, the, you know, the hitman type stuff and the missions.
Yeah. Oh God, I just saw the Giant Bombs Live blog, and they were like, "Holy shit! A dog just jumped out of the 3DS and killed Miyamoto."
Yeah.
That trailer they showed was just, and Reggie was just seemed like a douche walking out there with the shirt that was all, you know, messed up, and I don't know, trying to make it seem like it was actually real. But the you know, that trailer was interesting.
It was funny.
It was, but when it ended and Reggie actually walked out, that's where I was like, really? That's cheesy. But I'm excited for this. I think everyone was wowed about it. I mean, we all knew, you know, 3DS, you know, games and all, but we had no idea you were going to be able to take pictures, you know, and view them in 3D and movies. I don't think anybody knew that.
Yeah. What I'm kind of curious about is the connect to any time thing. I'm wondering how that kind of works.
I didn't really understand that too well.
Yeah, they didn't explain it right.
I mean, you can connect
or explain why you would want that.
You can connect over Wi-Fi and or to other devices and you know, without even having to do anything. Well, why? Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Why? What's the benefit from it? Who, I mean, if you don't have to do anything, then who does it connect to? Just random people, or? I
don't know. Like the way, you know, like right now with the DS, it'll connect to another DS if you have the same game. Yeah. But the way they said is, even if they didn't have the same game in, it'll connect. And like he even said, you know, like, if you don't even have to be near a Wi-Fi spot to get, like, new quests, new, I don't know, whatever, new ghost data, whatever that means. Like, what is it? Was it doing just piggybacking off the signal to from jumping from DS to DS to download everything?
That'd be crazy. That's some impressive technology if it can do something like that. I mean,
that's kind of how he explained it, though.
They should make wireless routers and stuff like that if they can figure out that kind of technology. But wow, I don't know. I guess we'll see more about it, hear more about it since, you know, it's on the showroom floor and all that. Which I thought it was funny when they had all those females come out and they had those leashes on that was leashed to the DS and them.
Yeah, that was funny. I'm like, every single one of those is a good looking girl.
I'm like, seriously, you're going to show the leashes? You're actually, I mean, you know, I've heard about the leashes. I've seen pictures and videos, but you're going to show it on your press conference? That just looked hilarious.
And none of them knew. Looked like they knew anything about what they were holding.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you're going to ask them, you know, how does this feature work?
Yeah.
Like you know, we were just talking about how does the connect to any DS or, you know, through any Wi-Fi, and how does that work?
Yeah.
I don't think they'd be, maybe they went through a lot of training. Maybe they do know. I don't know.
Don't know. And the new Kirby game was Kirby's Epic Yarn.
Okay, Epic Yarn. But, yeah, and a lot of other games were announced for this 3DS, too, that, like, well, I'm interested in seeing what Super Street Fighter 4 3D on a DS would be. I don't know how well that would work.
Don't know.
But, I don't...
We'll just have to wait and see.
The big thing that worried me, they didn't tell us a price.
Well, I'm sure it's not ready to... well, I don't know. I mean, they had quite a bit of booth babes out there holding the DSs.
Yeah, they had at least a couple hundred, it looked like.
Maybe not. Maybe 100.
Yeah, at least 100, but there were a lot of them, so a lot more than I expected to come out, but...
Yeah, maybe, you know, the device is ready, but they're waiting on more games.
That's smart. That's a definitely smart thing, but I don't know. I want that device so badly, but I'm afraid of the price. I just want to know more about it, you know? Like, the specs, more of the specs. Like, it's like the rumors, you know, it's supposed to be, you know, the rumors are it's more powerful than the Wii. I want to know if that's true.
Yeah, and supposedly it has better graphics than the current DS. I didn't really see anything to confirm that, but I would like to see it.
Well, yeah, but I'm the same way, but it sucks that we're not going to be able to... The only way we can see how it actually works is, you know, going to, like, a Walmart whenever it's released or a Best Buy and trying it out.
Yeah.
But I don't know. What's next?
See, that was kind of it for the Nintendo.
Yeah. Yeah, that was about it. Sony now, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a fun time with, we were on Skype during this one. We had a fun time watching this one.
We were enjoying it, but the bits we saw of it.
See, we were on Game Trailers, IGN, GameSpot,
G4,
1UP.
We went trailer. To so many
sites. Yeah, we went to so many sites.
Yeah.
Because the streams kept crashing on us. Like, it would either...
Well, it was
like,
too much awesome for the internet to handle. I don't know. It was entertaining, though. I gotta say, the Sony's one was probably the most entertaining.
Yeah. And it was also the longest one, too.
Yeah.
That one was 2 hours. All the other ones have been an hour and a half.
That's true. The first thing they toted 3D as well. And they showed Killzone 3 in 3D for all the lucky audience members who could, you know, put on the glasses they provided.
Yeah.
3D aside, that looked pretty cool, I thought.
I've never played a Killzone game, but yeah, it looked really cool.
Yeah, I've played both, and I'm one of the strange people who actually enjoyed the first one, so, and I love the second one, so, I'm looking forward
to it. The jetpack was kind of interesting.
Oh yeah, it totally is good.
It wasn't, you know, first person game, you don't see, you know, the flames of the jetpack. Really. This one, you know, the jets came over the shoulders and straight down in front of you, so you actually saw the jets.
Yeah, I really like that. I think Jaybird said that the Reach one seemed like you were just floating, whereas the Killzone jetpacks looked like real jetpacks.
Well, Halo is kind of a floaty game anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of how it is. You just kind of float anyway.
Oh, definitely. But, and you know, 3D, and it's going to be Move compatible, which...
Yeah, I don't know.
But if you remember, I'm going to skip ahead a little. They said that these games are going to have, you know...
Someone's at the door.
Sorry about that. They said, you know, they were gonna.
He keeps muting it, unmuting it. It's funny.
I'm sorry about that. God. But if you remember, they said they were gonna have the Blu-ray. You know, the Blu-ray discs are so big, and they're gonna have both versions of the games. They're gonna have the regular ones, and then they're gonna have the Move. So, you know, if you don't want to use Move, you can not play the Move one, which I thought that was just awesome.
Did they say that for all Move games?
I'm not exactly sure, but they said it for... they made it seem like it was for all. At least that's what I thought.
I just thought it was for Medal of Honor.
I don't know. I think they said that these games can have both of them because of the Blu-ray, so... I don't know, but... I'm sure Killzone 3, you know, will have both, at least, since they are, you know, one of the big first-party games. That'd be kind of stupid to just have Move for it, but, what else? What else was next?
Next was,
what was it?
They talked about 3D TVs.
Yes, 3D TVs, and then, well, what else? 3D TVs. Then they showed,
They showed a montage of games.
That's the word I was looking for. Yeah, and some of them looked interesting. Some of them looked creepy. I still think that iPad looks creepy.
It looks like, see, the iPad... The little monkey thing looks like what are those old toys from before our time?
The old toys.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
It looks like a Furby.
No, this was a little doll. It was all fuzzy.
Oh.
Except for the face and the hands.
Wait.
Oh, I cannot think of the name. It's a weird name too.
Before our time, like, oh.
Older people are probably screaming on their iPods right now. It's this. Yeah, we can't think of it. But anyway, yeah, let's not dwell too much on that.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, some of those games look interesting.
You know, Tumble, I mean, you know, like, I had never heard of it, but then I saw some gameplay of it. It looked kind of cool. It looked kind of like Jenga.
Yeah.
With a bunch of different shapes.
It looked like, it looked kind of like Boom Blocks to me, almost. I've never played it, but it looked like what I've seen of Boom Blocks.
It was quick. We couldn't really tell what it was.
Yeah. But, yeah, that looked interesting.
See, I talked about how well the PS3 was, the PS2 is still doing.
I can't believe that, honestly.
Okay, if the PS2 is still outdoing the PS3, I don't know, maybe something's not quite right there. Because the 360 instantly did better than the Xbox One.
Well, that's true, but I don't know. I don't know how they get the statistics. When the PS2, I don't know.
I'm blanking on the record names. I'm blanking on a lot of things today.
Yeah.
I've been drinking again. Something reports. They're still tracking PS2 stuff. They actually recently stopped. So like the next one that comes out, they're no longer tracking PS2 stuff. So we will no longer know how well the PS2 is doing after this year.
Yeah, but they said that, you know, it's the second most played console, or second most played, you know, whatever. But how do they know of all the people who already bought in PS2s that are out there? How do they know they're still? That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm wondering.
Because they're still buying games.
I guess, but I don't know. I'm surprised there are any games still coming out for the PS2.
There's a lot of games still coming out for the PS2. Yeah. There's actually still games being developed specifically for the PS2 that are not coming out on the PS3.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of a few, but I don't know. I think they said, you know, the PS2 was a 10-year cycle, and it's been 10 years. I think they really need to give up and focus on the PS3.
Yeah.
I mean, but I guess they just want to, you know, see how long it lasts. They can still make more money. But, yeah, what was next? Well, they showed, I think they showed Move next, right?
No, next was, this is when they started talking about Move.
Yeah, and the game they showed was Sorcery, like you were about to say.
Yeah.
Which, that looked awesome to me.
Yeah, you said it when the title was announced, very generic name.
Yeah. Very generic name.
But the game looks really cool.
Oh, definitely. Which makes me think, you know, when the next Harry Potter game comes out, if they use the Move, that's it. You know, that's going to be awesome. I'm sure, you know, I think EA publishes the Harry Potter games.
I don't know.
I want to say it's EA, but I'm definitely sure they would incorporate the Move with, you know, they'd make sure the Move...
Yeah, it's EA.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know some people who are already mad at the next Harry Potter game.
Oh, really?
It's Harry Potter and Deadly Hallows Part 1.
Oh, well, that's because the movie's Part 1. They're splitting the movie into two parts.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know they were doing that with the movies, too.
First part comes out this summer. Little tangent, but,
Huh. Anyway, the new Harry Potter game is a third-person shooter.
What?
Like an act. Yeah.
I'm about to go all Doctor Who at the end of the season. What? But, yeah. That just... I guess. I haven't played a Harry Potter game since, like, I don't know, the PS2. So, I don't know.
Yeah, we can go into that later.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I've heard... Cookie said, you know, if the Kinect, yeah, I want to say the tall, but if Kinect doesn't have anything like this, he's buying the Move, just because of the Sorcery game looks so awesome.
I'm sure there'll be something soon, because, like, while this was going on, I was thinking of Kinect, and the game that would be awesome like that would be, like, a Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, I was just thinking that.
Kinect.
That would be interesting. That would totally be interesting. Oh. But, yeah, who knows, maybe it will come. But, next they showed Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods 11. Okay, Tiger Woods 11 is out. I have Tiger Woods 11. So I don't know why it popped up a lot during this press conference, too.
Well, because they're gonna add the support to it.
Well, just put in the next one, then. I don't know why they're showing the old one.
Well, when did Tiger Woods 11 come out? Recently, or?
A couple months ago, I think.
I don't know. Then if it came out a couple months ago, then, you know, the next one won't be ready for, you know, almost another year.
Well, a lot of these won't be ready for until next year.
Well, at least with this game, it's going to be, you know, they can just add a patch to, you know.
Yeah.
If you get Kinect, you can have the patch and play your Tiger Woods, you know.
I don't want to play with the wood stuff in my hands.
Yeah.
I don't want to play Tiger Woods with in my hands.
I didn't say you would. I just said you could. But, yeah. Oh, I can't remember. I think iFester was like, when they showed that Star Wars game, he was like, can I just use a broom handle?
Yeah. Because, like, a lot of the Kinect stuff, I want something in my hand to use.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm thinking that, you know, like, a lot of people are thinking that, like, that, too. So I'm wondering if, you know, Kinect is actually going to do as well as I want it to.
Oh, you know they're going to have, you, I don't know, I'm, with that Star Wars game, I'm definitely going to go to, like, I don't know, Walmart and get a cheap lightsaber and use that.
Well, okay, I'm in a small room. I live in so my Xbox is actually within reach right now. Like, I can touch one wall, take two steps, and touch the other wall.
Oh, wow.
I'm in a small room. So, I don't know, I can't really have something big in my hands to really use as, you know, a prop.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, but what did you think of it, though, the Tiger Woods with the move support?
I don't know, this was about the time that I was going to, like, three different sites to look at. So I missed this, that one, and then the next one. So this was about the time the stream was starting to crap up on me.
Yeah. See, with golf, I don't want to play a game. I want to actually go and play golf if you know.
Yeah, if I'm going to swing a club like that, I'm going to go to the range or go actually play a game.
Yeah. I mean, if I want to play golf like it's real, I want to actually really play golf.
My dad was actually really into one of the Tiger Woods games for the Wii. He was really into that.
Huh.
So, and he plays golf every week.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. But, I don't know. We'll see how that works out. Next was what was this game called?
Heroes on the Move.
Yeah, Heroes on the Move. The Sly Cooper, Ratchet and Clank, and Jack and Dexter mashup game. Which, it seemed pretty cool, you know? Just seeing, you know, different worlds collide. I haven't played all these different games, but...
Yeah, I've only played a Sly Cooper game.
Oh, you never played a Ratchet and Clank?
No.
Oh, I've only played Ratchet and Clank. But, you know, Sly Cooper, they also showed the HD, you know, the Sly Cooper HD release of the games, or the older ones, so I'm thinking I may look at that, but... next, we got...
Next, they gave a price for Move.
Yeah, they did. Which, it was all... I think they already... I don't know. I think they announced some pricing before, but that's... It seems like a... Kind of a... What do you call it? Seems very competitive with the Wii. You know?
Yeah.
The regular Move controller is $50, and the nunchuck, you know,
the navigation controller.
It's a nunchuck. But same thing.
But it's not connected like Wii is.
It's wireless, which I like that. But yeah, it's $30, and then they got the $99 bundle, and then the $399 PS3 sports bundle thing. Which I guess, you know, $99 for, you know, the. Which I don't know who made that. Someone on Twitter said it's not really $99 since the navigational controller doesn't come with it.
Yeah, really, because, like, you want them both together.
That's true, because a lot of the stuff you saw, you needed both of them. But, We're missing something. I think, okay, next they showed the, the PSP thing, right?
The new promotional campaign they're going to do with PSP, right?
Right. Oh, we forgot to mention Kevin Butler came on stage, right?
Yeah, and again, that was the entire time he was on stage, I was losing streams.
Oh, that sucks.
So I didn't hear any of his jokes. I heard you laughing about him, but I couldn't hear him.
Oh, they were so hilarious.
I did hear him make a jab at both Kinect and the Wii.
Yeah. I mean, when he came on stage, he did the little shoot with his hand thing, which was just funny. But I mean, he was doing some speech. You gotta look his little speech thing up. But I mean, he was talking about, you know, real gaming, gaming in a small one bedroom apartment, you know, not having a lot of room. You know, he was making jabs at Kinect basically, because Kinect looks like you gotta be in a big room.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, it looks all fine and dandy, but they were on a giant stage doing that stuff. So.
And I like the jab that they made at the Miis. You know, like, you want to do boxing? You want to box with something with arms and a neck?
Yeah.
I liked that.
That was pretty funny. But going back to the PSP thing, their new campaign. Did you see any of that?
Yes, I did. That was about the time I came in.
What did you think of that kid? Marcus, I think his name is?
Yeah. Yeah, I forget his last name. He's actually a really funny kid.
Yeah, really funny.
My sisters are, pre-teens, so Disney Channel's on, like, every channel in the house, every TV in the house. So I've seen this kid before, and he is funny.
Oh, really? So he's on the Disney Channel?
Yeah, he's on Disney Channel, Nickelodeon, sometimes.
I haven't watched Disney in, like, I don't know how, or the Disney Channel in, God, I don't even know how long. But, yeah, But I don't know, I'm looking forward to it, if those commercials, because the Kevin Butler ones are just hilarious.
Yeah, so, and these will be too, because he, you know, like, it's another comedian doing them.
Oh, definitely. I just love the whole, you know, the interview with Kevin Butler interviewing Marcus, and, you know, what's your favorite snack? You know, and I can't remember his answer, but just some of those questions
it was suckers online.
Yeah.
Something like that,
yeah. But,
suckers online every day.
Yeah, that was just hilarious. That little interview, but yeah, Kevin Butler, I don't know, he should have hosted the entire thing.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know what? He probably would have done a better job than Joel McHale, if he was doing Ubisoft, like if he wasn't tied to Sony.
Oh, definitely. I mean, Kevin Butler acted like he really wanted to be there. Joel McHale was like, you know, I'm getting paid, so I'm just gonna do this just because I'm getting paid.
Paycheck and free stuff.
Yeah.
Get this over with.
Exactly. What's next? Oh.
That's kind of what he said when he walked out, too.
Yeah. But it was interesting that they're really going hardcore with, you know, a new campaign for the PSP. And
which they should.
I agree. I mean, I just love the fact that, you know, as much as I would have loved, you know, since I don't have a PSP, if they announced a PSP 2, I would have been fine with that. But I, thinking about it, it's awesome for all the people who have PSPs and who just bought the PSP Go's that they're not going to release a new one. So,
yeah.
And some of the games look pretty cool, or sound pretty cool.
See, we've got a new God of War game for the PSP, Ghost of Sparta.
Yeah, Jack Tritton, I think he actually messed up on the name. that was pretty funny. Patapon 3, which I heard that's just an addictive game.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I can't think of any other ones.
Yeah,
they're not on this list we're looking at.
Yeah, but next they announced the Tester 2.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised.
I like the idea of them having programs on the console, you know, that you can watch like that. I like that idea.
Yeah, I do too, but, I mean, I would never want to be a video game tester.
Oh, they don't get paid anything. Really and truly, I hear their paychecks are low.
Did you fall down?
Huh? Oh, no.
Did you fall down?
I dropped something.
Video game testing, that's got to be one of the worst jobs in the industry. Because, like, here's this 10-minute segment that you're going to play for the next 13 hours.
And you can't tell anybody about it.
You wouldn't want to after you get done with the 13 hours.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, imagine
the same 10-minute segment over and over again.
Imagine the game tester who did, like, God of War 3, played God of War 3 for the first time, you know, and everyone's all hyped about that game. You can't tell anybody. What? No. That sucks. At least I think that would suck. But, yeah. Next.
They showed a little Big Planet 2.
Yeah, which they showed off the new create, basically the game modes.
Yeah. And I'm so surprised on what they can do with this new one.
Yeah, I am too. I can't remember who I heard it from, but I heard somebody, it was on some podcast, somebody predicted this, you know?
Well, it was announced beforehand.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they predicted the entire, like, create your own game modes.
You know, it was announced when Little Big Planet 2 was announced.
Yeah, I think that's going to be pretty cool. I mean, just some of the stuff they're doing already, you know, just the level creation modes alone. There's some pretty impressive people.
But, yeah, like they said that they gave them into a couple people's hands for like 24 hours. And they came up with a bunch of different stuff, like anything from like a shooting gallery to a top-down shooter to boxing to RTS.
And they even showed showed the button presser thing, but that looked just like, you know, a Guitar Hero type thing.
Yeah,
you know, you had to it was coming at you and you had to press the button at the time. Which basically, I guess, if you think about it, it's just a quick time event competition.
Yeah, which I was kind of surprised. Like it was all just X and just like X X X X circle, and they were going really slow with it too.
Yeah.
So I was kind of wondering about that one.
I'm sure you can speed it up or change it, make it more than one. You know, make it more than X and circle.
Well, yeah, that's what they said. You know, it could, you know, it could be mapped to the buttons, but just how bad the people demoing it were at the games.
Yeah, this will definitely be awesome, because, you know, basically it's creating your own levels, and it's just going to be awesome.
It's create your own levels, create your own games, game types. You know, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
To watch the YouTube videos.
Oh, definitely. And it's, you know, I don't know. It's just gonna be interesting. But that doesn't come out till next year. So
yeah.
Next, we got the PlayStation Plus, which I think that's a good name. I don't know. I like the name.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, if you look at a PlayStation controller, you see a couple pluses on it. So it totally works.
Yeah, and you're just adding it. It's, you know, it gives you the impression of it's not the online service. It's just added stuff.
Yeah.
Because you're gonna have all this feature that are, you know, that they have now. They're gonna have it for remain free. But some of the stuff they announced for this was kind of cool, I thought. Just, you know.
I don't know. The video kept winding on me, and I couldn't watch it all.
Well, they were talking about they're going to have the demo, or they're going to have early betas, you know, or beta access for, you know, which that's always cool. You're going to be able to get free games and stuff, like free PSN games every month, and then discounts for material, like you know, add-ons or DLC, basically the DLC. They're gonna include Core with it, which was Sony's online magazine type thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're gonna, what else? I think they said the pricing is $17.99 for 3 months or $49.99 for a year.
Which is cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, that is definitely, you know, like, hey, we're a lot cheaper than Xbox.
Well, I think they broke it down to $3 a month. I think they said at one point it was around $3 a month. But, and I think they said it starts at the end of this month, and I want to say I heard them say they're going to have three free months of trial, basically.
Yeah, I think I've heard that, you know, when it first launches, it will be free. I've heard that already.
Well, I think they said something like that at the actual conference. Once again, the video was get choppy from time to time, so. and they said the first game they're going to give free with it will be Wipeout HD, I think. I think that's correct.
Okay.
I've never played it, you know, but if it's free, you know, I'm definitely going to grab it. Free is free, but. What else was next?
Next was Medal of Honor.
Yeah, Medal of Honor, which basically they're talking about it's going to have, basically, Sony's got some exclusive deals, you know? They're going to have exclusive content for Medal of Honor, and they showed the other half of the, I guess, the demo from the EA press conference, which the EA told us, you know, yesterday, check out the Sony one for the other half, so we were expecting that, but...
Now, this is, you know, what gets me is this game actually made by two different companies.
Yes, for the single player and multiplayer.
Yeah, the single player is made by one company, the multiplayer is made by DICE.
Yeah, that...
Which...
Impressive.
Which kind of makes me, like, this is going to compete with Battlefield Bad Company.
Yeah.
So, I don't know... I mean, it kind of gets me, like, this is a competing game.
I don't know, maybe it's, you know, maybe... I don't know, that when I first heard that, that's what the exact thing I was thinking of, but... I don't know, maybe it's different, and... I don't know, maybe there's different stuff to do. I don't know, but... The winners here are DICE, you know?
Yeah.
Because either way, you know, if you get Medal of Honor, or if you just play the Battlefield game, you got both.
Yeah,
you got DICE, yeah. But
and they said that there's a limited edition exclusively on PlayStation that's going to include the HD version of Medal of Honor Frontline.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
You get a free game.
Well, yeah, a game when you buy the limited edition, but is the limited edition going to be a lot extra? Or is it going to be just the same price? See, yeah.
Limited editions are rarely, I'm not going to say never, but rarely the same price.
See, you don't get a free game. It just comes with the price. You got to pay for that. But, you're right, rarely. There have been some games, though, that have...
Yeah, which has kind of confused me. Yeah. Anyway.
Then was Dead Space 2, which I wasn't too big into Dead Space 1, even though I, you know, it looks great and... You know, I'm not saying it's a bad game, I just wasn't into it. But
yeah, I don't play horror games.
Yeah.
I don't watch horror movies, I'm not into the horror genre. So.
I just didn't like the way Dead Space was. I just wasn't into Dead Space, but Dead Space 2 looks interesting.
But yeah, I mean, it didn't look bad by all counts.
Yeah.
It looked really cool.
And they announced a limited edition, too, where you were going to get Extraction with move support, which I think Extraction was the Wii version, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that's kind of cool.
Which is like, hey, Move is a Wii clone.
Well, yeah. Well, they're touting
it. I mean, that kind of brings that point right home.
Well, they're also making it the point that it's like the Wii, but it's better. Because, if you know, it's one-to-one. The Wii, you got to have the Wii remote and the Wii Plus to do one-to-one. So you got to buy that extra attachment to do one-to-one. So,
actually, if you buy a Wii Remote now, it comes with it.
Oh, yeah.
It comes with Wii Motion Plus.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Okay. But, yeah. On to something that we actually are really excited about.
Yes.
Portal 2.
Yes.
Which?
For a console I don't have. Yay!
And they talk about it's going to be the better version, which
yeah,
I'm surprised they actually... Gabe Newell actually said that, but I love the fact that he said Steam Cloud will be supported and, you know, stuff like that.
And it will support Steam achievements.
Yeah, that as well. That
kind of blew me out, like, wow.
I'm wondering, will it have trophies too, though? Will it have both?
I don't know.
Because that'd be totally awesome if you did something and you got, like, two different things. But I don't know. Then we had the Final Fantasy 14 trailer.
Yeah.
Which
nah.
It's another
Final Fantasy MMO.
Yeah.
But the cutscenes, well, the trailer I was kind of shown showed a lot of like this might have a story to it.
Yeah.
Which only one MMO game has been touting this has story.
Yeah.
Because MMOs, they're not big on story, really.
Well, it's hard to for an MMO.
Unless it has full voiceover.
Exactly. But, yeah, I was really excited about this in 13 last year, but after playing 13, I didn't like it.
Still haven't played it yet.
You're not missing anything. I played it for maybe four or five hours, and I felt like nothing was getting accomplished.
See, you know? Actually, the biggest Final Fantasy news that I've heard recently is that Final Fantasy IX is on PSN, which was my first Final Fantasy game.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
And I loved 9 to death. Like, when I think Final Fantasy, I think of Final Fantasy 9. A lot of people think 7, 8, even 8. I think 9.
Yeah, I think of the old ones, like 1 and 2. Because those were the first ones I played. But, yeah. Anyways, I don't know. Maybe they'll show more and I'll get more interested in it. But coming off of 13, I'm not feeling it.
Well, I mean, if this is anything like 11, it's going to have a monthly subscription like a regular MMO.
No, then that's a fail. I'm not into that. Because the only MMO I'm going to be playing that has subscription will be, at that time, will probably be, you know, Old Republic.
Yeah.
And next we got the Assassin's Creed Brotherhood news.
Multiplayer, which is what I called yesterday. Like when
pretty
I said,
close,
you know,
yeah,
it was really close to, you know, like what I want for a multiplayer. That's kind of what they did.
Yep, an exclusive beta on the PS3.
I'm mad about that. here's, you know, we saw a trailer of multiplayer, and it didn't actually show gameplay. But here's what I've read the gameplay looks like. You're given a target, like, for one of the players, and you look like a regular a pedestrian. And you have to go find that person. That's kind of what I said yesterday, except take out the target and replace it with Templars. That's what I said yesterday.
Yeah. Which, it looked interesting. And that was a good call. Next, they showed Gran Turismo 5.
The game that has been in development for the last 80 years.
Yeah. But they showed a release date, which that made...
They did.
That made a lot of people
and it's
happy.
Soon.
Yeah.
It's this year.
November 2nd, 2 days before Kinect comes out. Which, I, you know... That is pretty soon. But if you think about it, they've been showing it for the last... how many years? So...
I don't know how many years.
Would have been cooler if they would have said, it's going to be out tomorrow.
You know how many people would have flipped?
Yeah. They would have won the conference hands down. But, yeah. That looked... It looked interesting. It looked really good. I'm just not a big racing fan, so... But it looked beautiful.
No, not well. I didn't know that that they were also doing NASCAR.
Yeah,
and kind of what they showed, yeah, this could have taken a lot longer than a usual racing game.
And they showed Top Gear, didn't they?
Yeah. Okay. What it was you can now use the Top Gear track, which I love that show. That is, I'm not a car person.
I've seen a few of them. I've seen a few of them, and I like them. I saw the David Tennant one.
Yes, that was good.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yes, I saw that one too.
He was so mad when he didn't beat Billy Piper's time. But that's a different subject. Don't want to get too into that. But then we saw Infamous 2.
Infamous 2.
Which
we were talking about that on Skype. Who was the voice actor?
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up right now.
I couldn't find it. Like, I searched on IMDb and I didn't see it. I only saw the first Infamous, but I never played Infamous. I played the demo, though, and I loved the demo. It was fun. And but I'm thinking of picking up Infamous 1 just to play it, just because if Infamous 2 is going to come out, I mean... But... Then next we got a big announcement that kind of surprised everybody, I thought. The Twisted Metal.
Yes.
That looked cool.
That really did.
I mean the whole different modes they had. I mean, like the nuke mode, that looked interesting.
Yeah.
Like capture the flag, but different. But
yeah, that looks really cool.
Yeah. I was a big Twisted Metal fan. Well, not huge, but I enjoyed the games. I really did.
Yeah, I did too.
And I guess we forgot to mention that the Move comes out in mid-September.
Yeah.
I just remembered we forgot that, but, yeah, I forget what time, I think the 19th, 19th or 15th or something like that.
I don't know, they showed 3 dates.
Yeah, all I remember was it was around my birthday. It was like a couple days away from my birthday, so, that was it, yeah, and I think Sony's was the most entertaining. By far.
Yeah.
But, as far as, like, we still got, Konami's still doing one tomorrow. So, I doubt they're going to blow what, you know, beat Nintendo or Sony. But I think Nintendo and Sony had the best, you know, material or the best content from their press conferences.
Yeah, well, today's press conferences were a lot better than, yes, yesterday's.
Yeah, Microsoft was nah.
After seeing Nintendo's and Sony's, I'm disappointed. Microsoft.
Yeah, and Ubisoft. Come on, that's. I'm not even. I'm just wow. No, I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't have one next year. but yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of games that I'm looking forward to from Nintendo, which really kind of surprises me.
Yeah, same. And Sony, with Sony, I'm going to have to start playing my PS3 more instead of using it as a Blu-ray, you know, player.
I'm going to have to buy a PS3.
Yeah. You want to now, don't you?
Like, I've really kind of wanted to for a while, but this might, you know, when these games actually start coming out, I might actually do it.
Yeah. Especially Portal 2.
I mean, Portal 2 will be on the Xbox.
Yeah, but I was planning on playing it on the Xbox, but since Gabe Newell said it's going to be, you know, the PS3 is going to have the better experience, I don't know.
Well, what does that mean? What does that mean, better experience? Better graphics? We don't know.
I don't know. It's a lot of these, I'm torn. Like I said when we were in the Skype chat, Sony's, you know, they're making gamers think, you know. But before, you know, gamers were like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to get that on the 360 because of achievements or whatnot. But they're doing a lot of stuff to stop that.
Yeah, they even said, you know, like, we're going to make you want to buy our, you know, our cross-platform games on our console.
Yeah, which, bravo to Sony, because looks like they're starting to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, God, I forgot the Medal of Honor, the when the dude was like, unlockable beards. That was funny.
Yeah, that was. And that guy had a pretty sick beard.
I was stroking my beard when he said that, too, which was even funnier. But,
I can't grow a beard.
Aw.
Nothing grows on my chin. It's quite sad.
That is sad. But, yeah, I don't know what Konami can show us tomorrow, really.
I'm kind of wondering if I'm going to even try to watch Konami's, or just...
What does Konami have, though? I mean...
Good question. I don't know.
I mean, I'm not trying to be... I'm being serious here.
I don't know what they're going to show us.
I haven't really heard much about Konami in a while, really. But, I don't know. Is Konami the ones who did do Mortal Kombat?
I want to say no.
Huh. I don't know, then. It's interesting. But, I don't know. I'm going to watch it just because... Who knows? I might see something I'm surprised about. Can't be worse than Ubisoft. That's for darn sure. But I don't know. I guess we can't do predictions because we really don't know what.
We don't have anything. Although I bet you that we're going to hear more about certain games that were just kind of like touched on in the press conferences. And actually, what I found out was Activision, you know, I knew this already. Activision is not, a couple years ago, they pulled away from the company that does E3.
Yeah.
But Activision still does a press thing in the same city, but not part of E3.
Yeah.
They did it last year, too. And theirs was last night, but I've heard nothing about it yet.
Oh, same. And thinking about it, or looking at it, Konami just does the Silent Hill and Metal Gear Solid games.
Oh, we'll definitely hear something about Metal Gear Rising then.
Yeah, and maybe even...
More.
Yeah.
Find out what that take means.
Yeah, definitely. So I may watch that just for that then.
See, I haven't seen anything from Activision, but I bet you anything they've talked about, StarCraft II. DJ Hero 2, and the new World of Warcraft expansion.
And Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock, or whatever that game is.
Yeah.
But
and are they doing the new Transformers game, too?
I don't know. I've heard that game's really good, though.
I played the multiplayer demo today.
What did you think?
I don't know. I was kicked out of the game.
But Fail.
It was really cool, because I heard an interview with the guy one of the guys who worked on it, and he said that, you know, like, they're all gamers, they know the controls a gamer should want to use, and I didn't have to look at the controls to, you know, Like, I knew how to zoom into aim. I knew, you know, it took me a while to figure out how to transform, but it's easy to do. And even then, it's not much of a control difference.
Yeah. Huh. Oh, Konami also does the Dance Dance Revolution. I wonder if we'll see any Kinect stuff.
Who knows? Maybe.
I wouldn't mind that, but then again, I'm still rocking the Dance Central because Harmonix's shown us they support their games. They definitely support their games with DLC. Which, speaking of, I saw a tweet. I can't remember who tweeted it, but someone said they talked to the Harmonix guys, the Rock Band guys, and they said when Rock Band 3 launches, they'll have over 2,000 songs.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Interesting. I'm on Activision's site, and it even says right on here, Activision E3 preview event.
Oh, really?
And they're not even part of E3.
That's funny. Well, I guess they can still say it's E3. I don't know. I don't. That's interesting. But yeah, do you got anything else you wanted to talk about?
I can't think of anything. Are we gonna have one tomorrow too?
Are you gonna watch the Konami one? I guess.
I don't know. Is there a stream of it? What time is it?
I don't know. I'm sure there's gonna be a stream of it. I'm sure G4 is gonna be covering it. I don't know, but. I don't know. I guess if you don't want to watch that, we could just talk about stuff that we've seen on our own, like...
Yeah.
Like, I was watching G4 today, for example, and I saw they were showing Dead Rising 2. We're running a little long now, but I know I definitely wanted to talk about certain games like that.
Yeah.
But, okay, I guess we can, you know... This has been, you know... our second episode for E3, and, you know, we are the Geeks for the Win. You can find us at thegeeksftw.com, and you can follow us on Twitter at geeksftwpodcast, and email us at thegeeksftw@gmail.com for, you know, show ideas, suggestions, you know,
Tell us what you want us to talk about. What you want to hear about.
Yeah, because, you know, we got a bit... We just got so many things we can talk about that we just don't know where to start, so...
Or we haven't even thought of yet that we could easily talk about.
Well, definitely. But, yeah, and, you know, it just send us your, you know, suggestions, ideas, you know, complaints, if you have complaints of our show, if, you know, or... constructive criticism, as I always like to call it. But,
yes.
You know, because...
Not just, you guys suck! No, that doesn't help us.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us why we suck.
Yeah, no, you suck, Jaybird. No, none of those emails.
No, you suck, Jaybird.
Exactly.
There, done.
But, yeah, we are part... But we're also part of the Open Forum Radio Network, where, you know, there's the, Open Forum Radio, did their show tonight, where one their very own Patriot 1030, yeah, is actually at E3, lucky. But so I guess, you know, check out them for, you know, his impressions of the showroom floor and stuff, and we're definitely gonna have to get him on our show to talk about maybe next week, you know, when he gets back to ask him questions.
Yeah, he said that he's going to look at the 3DS tomorrow. He said the line was really long today.
Alrighty, cool. But, so, maybe, you know, if we do another episode of this, E3 coverage, we'll have the answer. So.
Yes.
To be continued, I guess. Question mark. But, you know, check out the other Open Forum Radio shows as well. The 40Cast, which that's Vic Joe's love child. The Prove Your Point, which I think that's Blue Man Rules thing. Sportscast, which I think that's Patriots. And
it's all of them.
Yeah. Well, that's the regular show, if you ask me. But then Zabari's Section Z cast, which we gotta get him on the show.
Yeah, we do.
I just realized the other day, we haven't had Zabari on. So, if you're listening, Zabari, which I know you probably are because you were saying you're excited for hearing podcast impressions, you know, contact us. We want to get you on the show. But with that said, I guess, you know, we'll see you next time.
Yeah. Peace.